So the theme that kept coming to me this week on the two parables that Jesus gives us in the gospel is this kind of refrain that we're called to become small so that God can make us big. Right? That the goal of the spiritual life is to become small so that God can make us big. And so I just wanted to share a couple reflections from the gospel on that theme. The first is that we're not as small as we think we are, right? One of the interesting things about this parable from Jesus, the second one, is that many skeptics of the Bible have pointed out that the mustard seed is not, in fact, the smallest of seeds. Skeptics will claim Jesus is simply wrong here, right? As using, saying that, you know, Jesus is wrong, therefore we shouldn't listen to him on anything. No, I mean, they might not go that far, but now, I don't see that as a major objection. I mean, Jesus could have thought it was the smallest of seeds. Jesus could have been told that it was the smallest of seeds. He was a carpenter, not a farmer, you know. He could have, the species of smaller seeds could have developed later, right? These sorts of things. I read that orchids, a certain species of orchids, maybe Dee Dee knows this, a certain species of orchids have the smallest seeds in the world. Anyway, one theme I like from that is that we're not as small as we think we are, right? In a certain sense, playing on that image that Jesus thought the mustard seed was the smallest of seeds when in fact it wasn't or isn't. Right, we're not as small as we think we are, because one of the themes of these two parables is, in a certain sense, we need to get out of the way and let God do his thing. Right, that the more that we're in the way, right, that first parable's crazy. This guy just grows the seed. It keeps growing. It says he knows not how. It's like the mysterious workings of the divine gardener has access to rules of gardening and landscaping that we just don't know. And so get out of the way, right? That's certainly one of the themes. Let God have a more primary role as the master gardener than we are. But at the same time, I want to make sure we understand that we have an essential contribution. I mean, the farmer still has to go out and sow the seed. Right? And if you put these parables in context with his other parables, such as the seed and the sower, we also have to have a fertile ground, fertile soil, that in which the seed finds a receptive home. Right? So it's not as if we have nothing to do in the process. We're not as small as we think we are. We have an essential role to play. But as I just suggested, one of the themes of these is God can grow the seeds of the gardens of our hearts better than we can ourselves. And that takes a ton of faith, right? That's how I want to tie in the second reading, faith and not by sight. See, it's easy for us to tend the garden of our hearts and assert control over that because we at least see, generally speaking, if we take control of things, we get to see some more immediate fruits. We get to see things getting done, right? But when you say to the Lord, Lord, this is your garden. I'm going to tend it, but I'm going to let you be the primary gardener. Sometimes we don't see those fruits as immediately because the Lord may imagine the fruits of the garden going a different direction. I don't know if you've ever had this experience growing things, but you know, I like to dabble in gardening. I understand my place and that I am not a master gardener. Okay? Dee Dee Ryan right here, she's a master gardener. She takes care of the grounds here, but if you go to her house, you should try to get a tour of her house. It's like the botanical gardens at her home. And Tim just gets out of the way. He knows his place. But this week, I was in a purging mood, and so I started throwing out stuff around here. And I threw out some some bulbs of the Easter lilies. Isn't that what they were? The Easter lilies that were in the back closet. And I was like, I'm sick of looking at these things. They're dead. So I threw them in the dumpster. And then I get a text from Kim a couple hours later of Dee Dee in the dumpster. retrieving all of the things that I'd thrown out. And then I got back here, and Kim and Dave told me, do not talk to Dee Dee. She is very angry at you. And so I avoided her because you don't want Dee Dee's wrath about gardening. And she's like, these are perfectly good bulbs to plant, right? She's got them at her home, at the botanical gardens. Right? So we have to know our place. And it's a statement of faith to say, God, I think you're a better gardener of my heart than I am. Right? That's an incredible statement of faith. And to be patient with the seeds and the blossoming and the ripening that God wants to bring about, not what I want to necessarily assert and control with my will. I think that's a really easy temptation. We want to see fruits, and we want to see them soon, and we want to see them quick, but the Lord might have a reason for wanting the fruits to go a different direction. Just the last connection is, I do think these parables are a little hard for us for a couple cultural reasons. One, I think today we're used to getting what we want pretty quickly. Patience is a virtue that's tougher in an age in which, in a technological age, when we can actually produce what we desire quite rapidly, right? And so the patience to let things grow according to a set of divine gardening rules, which may differ from our immediate gardening rules, is somewhat different. I also think it's hard for Americans, because the sort of primary ethos, you might say, in America is a kind of self-reliance, self-sufficiency. The harder I work, the more that I get. And the dynamics of the spiritual life are really different than that, right? The dynamics of the divine gardening, the dynamics of the spiritual life are not necessarily the harder you work, the more you get. Because often we grow in the spiritual life by surrendering and by relinquishing ourself and giving God more control of the divine garden of our hearts. So anyway, I just share those reflections with you as we continue to grow in our relationship with Christ, as we have this beautiful day in which the plants and so on are on our minds. Jesus often uses those images to teach us important lessons about the spiritual life. We're not as small as we think we are, but we do need to get out of the way and let the divine gardener tend the garden of our hearts.